consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize. Hello, my loves. Welcome to another fun episode. You are definitely going to want to tune in to this one if you have ever recorded a video to get your message out there and then not put it out there. You're definitely gonna wanna tune in if the idea of getting in front of the camera really freaking scares you, but you know it's so important to build that like, know, and trust factor as an entrepreneur. And if you're really struggling with putting your true self vulnerably, authentically, and boldly out there, this episode is for you. I also know that some of you struggle with perfectionism. I would say so many of my clients do. I am a recovered perfectionist myself, so no big surprise there. And perfectionism brings on the freaking we feel paralyzed by it. So this is for you if you're like, yeah, that's me. And really, like, let's dig into helping you get clear about how to shift your biggest fear of getting in front of camera so that you can get your message and your business out there. So today, I'm so excited, my loves. I have one of my favorite people here in Kelowna, and she is a mastermind sister. She is my favorite hiking buddy, Valerie McTavish, who we met 4 years ago. And we worked with the same business coach, and we were in a mastermind together. And I just fell in love with her work. And she's going to tell you a little bit more about how profound that moment was to support USC. Like, we're always on a journey, and just the reason she's here today and doing what she does. So let me tell you a little bit more about her. So Valerie McTavish helps female entrepreneurs get video confidence so that they can increase their reach, engagement, and sales using the most powerful marketing tool available, even if they hate getting on camera. And it's free, my loves, okay? And so Valerie would know. You'll hear a little bit more in detail. I'll get her to share her story with you. But she's used over 30 years in video and television production and her 9 years in digital marketing to help her clients gain clarity and confidence as they build effective video marketing strategies that are on brand and authentic. Her video marketing confidence and mastery program is exclusive for female entrepreneurs who are ready to go from video resistant to video confident so they can scale their business with video. Valerie works one-on-one with custom coaching programs aimed at coaches and consultants looking to design or grow their online course and or program. Welcome, Val. I'm so happy that you're here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a good time hanging out with you.
It always is. On camera and off. I'd love for you to share a little bit about how you got to be who you are and be doing what you are doing today.
Yeah, well, there's a long story and there's a short story, but I'll give you the short story. Basically, you know, ever since I was a kid, I loved two things. I loved helping people and I loved storytelling. Mm-hmm. And so as I was moving into my adulthood, it seemed to me like television was the perfect way to do that, right? Because you can storytell and you can share important information. And so that's where I aimed my career. And I touched on every facet in television and video production. I did, I worked in the morning news, very early mornings doing the morning news, but I also did things like corporate videos, short films, worked in advertising, which was really fascinating from a psychology perspective to see how what motivates people and how to use story to help people see what they need. So all of that sort of was my background and really was excited about the idea of entrepreneurship. So in 2010, I decided to leave my television career. Might have had something to do with the 4 a.m. wake up call. Not saying, I mean, I'm a morning person, but that's early. But also because of where the media was going, really wanted to step into the future and start working in digital marketing. So completely shifted my career, stepped into being an entrepreneur, and started working with companies on their content strategies. So blogging, podcasting, videos, how can you share your story with people to help them understand why you are the right person to help someone solve their problem, right? This is what story does. So that was really exciting. And cut to about 4 years ago, I was putting together an offer where I was going to be helping people build their online businesses using different forms of content marketing, but really more from behind the scenes, really about helping people kind of get on camera, but also helping people build out a strategy and a business. And it was, you know, pretty common. I'm going to say it was something that other people were offering. So I show up at this mastermind with you, Roz, as you recall, and I was pretty excited to have this offer and have the group help me put this offer together. And so after I shared everything that I was going to do and everything that how I was going to help people and the problem I was going to solve and all the things that you need for a great offer, like the entire group is looking at me like, are you crazy? Lady, do you know what's going on here? And really held the mirror up for me and said, you know, you are playing in a pond where a lot of other people play, but you have 30 years of experience that no one else has. Very few people have this background in television. And they were really trying to encourage me towards, you know, using my expertise a little bit more in my offer. And I was, frankly, I was kind of put out. I was like, oh, they don't see what I have to offer. They don't know how good I am at this. They don't understand how I can help people. Very resistant, all the resistance, right? Went home at the end of that first day, really thinking I might not go back to the second day.
I remember that.
Really thinking I wasn't sure if I'd made the right choice to go to this, you know, intensive 2-day thing. And it really took a lot of soul searching for me to get past the anger and get curious. Where was this come? Why was I angry? Why was I angry about people who were telling me what they saw as my strength? Why was I angry about that? And why wasn't I helping people with video marketing? Why wasn't I focusing and using all of these years of experience? And you know, it was a really difficult realization when it came through. And it was very simply because I knew that if I went out there as a video coach, if I went out there with an offer about how you can do video marketing, there was one thing I wouldn't be able to avoid. Video.
Being in front rather than behind.
Right? I had spent my career behind the camera. I'd done a few things in front of the camera. I'd filled in on live television. I'd done radio. I'd done lots of stuff, but it was always for someone else's content. It was never something that meant anything to me, right? I was performing versus showing up as me. So this was a huge, massive realization that I was on camera. All this knowledge, all these years of experience, and I was afraid to get on camera. And I tell you, it was a total epiphany that almost immediately after I had that realization, I put myself in other people's shoes, in women's shoes. And I thought, if I feel like this, how hard must it be for someone who has no experience to get out there, put themselves out there and get on camera? Well, that was it. I had to get over my fear. I had to accept that this is why I was here. This is what my experience was adding up to. And that's when I got over myself and started to put myself out there. But it was a journey. It was, and it took time for me to get confident on camera. And I still have to work it up sometimes. I still have to, you know, do the things before I get on camera to remind myself why I'm doing it, to motivate myself to show up. So this is where the whole program came from. I created a program for female entrepreneurs specifically to help them get over this confidence issue and to plan out an effective strategy and stay consistent.
So powerful, Val, and you're so good at what you do. Like, you're epic at what you do. I can't wait for us to jam a little bit more. But like, how, first of all, I want to acknowledge you for doing some soul searching. She did come back on the second day. I was like speeding your soul searching. And just like how you were able to be curious about, why am I angry about people seeing my strength? What is that about? And coming into the truth of, wait a minute, okay, like I'm not giving myself permission to really vulnerably and boldly show up as me and be putting myself out there. Because, you know, I hear a lot of people, for most of us, I think it's so easy to sell other people's stuff. It's so easy. You know, it's just like, okay, but because it has nothing to do with me. But as soon as it's us in the spotlight, there's that vulnerability and the fears that come up in it. And like a big one is, of course, because at the core of us, we want to feel loved, safe, and belong. Our own shit comes up. I mean, like, really, business is a huge personal development journey. And so here it is. Am I going to allow myself to shine my brightest? And one of the ways to do that is get on camera.
You know what? And the other thing that was kind of another realization, the more I thought about what I went through and what that experience was like for me, was one of the things that comes up all the time with the women that I work with. And it is this sense of identity, right? Yes. It was, you know, me pushing back was pushing back against people trying to put me in a box or in a corner, or give me this simple identity and wanting to be more than that, right? And I think that this is a struggle that a lot of entrepreneurs go through, especially when they're talking about putting themselves out there, when they're showing up for their business, because they really struggle with, well, what is this person going to think of me? This person knows me as this other thing. What are they going to think about me showing up in this new skin, right? What are they going to think of me if I showcase these talents that I have and they don't know that I have them, right? There's so much vulnerability in that, showing up who you are when you know that other people don't know your true self.
Absolutely. Or like know a version of you from high school. Right? I get that a lot as well. It's like, well, I have a lot of Facebook, if we're doing, let's say, a Facebook Live, right? And I'm encouraging them to do that. They're like, but like, I have a lot of people, I come from a small town, for example, or like, you know, I have a lot of people from high school who they don't even talk to anymore. But right, you know, they're giving away their power. And, you know, I feel like this is so common. So if you're my listeners, my loves, as you're listening to this, please know you're not alone. This is very common in what Val and I see. It's just like that, like paralysis comes up. It's like, what are they? We put so much power. It's almost like there's that old version of ourselves. We revert back to it, and all of a sudden we freeze. It's like, oh my gosh. So, yes, thank you for sharing that, Val, because I feel like that's huge. And we're going to talk about how to shift out of that.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about more of the fears that come up. So, what else do you see stops women entrepreneurs from getting from the camera?
So there's a couple of really common things, and some of these I call fake barriers. You know, we use these as ways to justify the inaction. So one of the ones that I'll call out as a fake barrier, which I know for some people is pretty real, but when they really look at it, they'll see that they've created that limitation for themselves. And that's the tech overwhelm that sometimes comes with the idea of video marketing. You know, first of all, let me just dispel the myth straight away. All you really need is what you already have. You can do effective video marketing with your phone. You can do effective video marketing with your webcam, right? Yes, there are better microphones, better cameras, there's editing, there's all kinds of things that you could buy and you could learn how to use, but you don't need to know, right? This is part of the journey. And when people let go of this idea, which, you know, we'll talk a little bit about perfectionism, but when people let go of the idea that their videos have to look a certain way in order for them to be effective, and they let go of the idea that they have to have these really slick, shiny videos from video number one. Mm-hmm. And when they let go of the idea that it needs to be anything more than just showing up and talking, mm-hmm. then they realize there really is no tech barrier.
Yes.
Right. And so this is a big fear for people. They think, I'm not going to be able to figure this out. I don't know how it works. Nobody knows how it works until they do it the first time. Right.
Yeah.
And I say this all the time, and I know you do this too. You know, people have this fear around going live. Well, the only way to figure out how to go live is to go live.
Yeah.
So you have to do it the first time. You have to put yourself out there the very first time in order to have that experience and learn what it's like. You can read all you want. You can watch videos all you want. But until you do it, that's the only way you're going to learn. It's like riding a bike. Right? You can study tutorials of how to ride a bike. You can watch other people ride a bike, but the only way you're going to be able to ride a bike is to get on the first time.
And that's right. And confidence comes from taking courageous action. Action. It has to be action-oriented. So it's not something you can just imagine. You actually have to do those steps for confidence to build. And confidence is related to the activity itself. So Val, I remember, you know, my first time, I was freaking out going live. I remember, and like, how long ago was that? I'm going to say, I believe it was when I was still a psychologist. So probably 7 years now. But I remember my first Facebook Live was literally like, I was shaking. I didn't even have a phone stand. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to hold my phone. I'm going to shake. And I'm like, all right, it does not have to be very long. Just get it over with. And then I titled it, this is the scariest thing what did I say? I said, this is the first time I'm doing this. And it's pretty scary. And I went live. And I'm like, hi, people. I'm popping my own Facebook Live cherry. And I'm freaking out a little bit because I'm probably talking. I can't see who I'm speaking to. I'm just coming on right now. So I'm speaking to no one, but I'm speaking to whoever watches this eventually. You know, and literally it was that. And I said, but, you know, I'm showing up because this is what I'm about. I'm going to do this. I'm just going to take action. And the incredible, I think it was probably like 30 to 60 seconds. It was really not a big thing. But the fact that I just called it out for what it was, and then the comments that came through, just like, right on, Roz, good for you, like, loving your message, loving this is the next level for you, was just so encouraging. And it was amazing to see that, okay, I'm being heard and seen, and that helps, right? It helps,
right?
When you have these cheerleaders on this tribe.
You know, so you get all the sweaty prickles, right? They go away, and then it's over, and you're like, okay, I made it through. I'm still here. Everything's all right.
Yeah.
And then the next time it's a little bit easier and a little bit easier and a little bit easier, right? You know what to expect. You know where to look. You know how to set it up. All of these things, you learn from practice, right?
1000%. That now it's second nature. It's like, okay, yeah. I'm just going to get on, you know, and yes, there are strategies, and yes, we all have different personalities. I know I'm actually much better when I like have a little bit of a script. And Val, when I just want to like put a little plug here, because when I did one of your, I think it was like one of your 5-day challenges, one of the questions was just exploring, and you really got us to think about what makes you feel uncomfortable being on camera. And at this point, I think this was only last year. So I'm like, oh, I'm super comfortable. But then you gave us all these ideas. Like, are you more comfortable without a script? Are you comfortable with a little bit of a script or like a bigger script? I can't remember all the different options, but I was just like, oh, never thought about it this way. And I was like, shit, I'm really uncomfortable with like a full-on script and sticking to a structure. I don't like that. So anyway, it was just a really huge eye-opener with the prompts you had for us to explore. And I so appreciate that about you and as a coach. I love that. I love being asked questions that like, I just don't know what I don't know about myself if I don't get asked the questions. So thank you.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I'm so glad that that helped you go deeper into what makes you comfortable, because we have to explore what makes us uncomfortable if we're ever going to get past it to be comfortable and to find what's right for us. You know, video marketing, a lot of people think, okay, just give me the template and I'll follow it. Well, it's not really like that, because we are all different individuals. We all communicate differently. We connect differently. We're talking to a different audience and we're on different platforms. All of these things go into how you're going to show up comfortably and how you're going to have effective videos. So this is something that, you know, I don't want to go too deep into the strategy side of things, but when you get a little bit clearer on all of those things, it does make it easier to show up. Right? Yeah. It's like building the foundation of a house. When you're super clear on why you're showing up, what the intention of your videos is, are, who you're talking to, and what you need to do to connect with them in the right place, in the right way, it makes it so much easier to show up, and you get the results, which immediately gives you that extra boost of like, okay, all right, this is working. I can keep doing this.
Exactly. Yes. And I feel like you just answered something. So actually, without us actually talking about this, I want to just zoom out a little bit. So for those of you who like really struggle with worrying about what you look like on camera, because that is another huge block, thinking, you know, you need your teeth fixed, your smile fixed, you need to lose weight, whatever it is, appearance-wise, none of that stuff matters when you are so embodied in service and speaking to your soulmate clients, your community, the reason that you are here on this planet. And video allows you to create more reach. It's the quickest way, besides after meeting a person, somebody in person, but it's the quickest way to build that like, know, and trust factor. You guys can think about it. Like, look at us watching movies. Look at us when you're thinking about somebody that you really admire. And even now, as you're perhaps listening to this or this show, you're watching us, you can see like, oh, like it feels like I'm a little bit more connected because I can see how Val and Roz move and speak. I can feel their energy. I can see how they're showing up in their mannerisms. Like, this all matters. All the nonverbals really matter. It builds that connection. So my whole point of this was focus, embody exactly what Val says. I want to anchor this point in how important it is to come from the place of your soul purpose and why you're here. Speak, you already know, it's all your brilliance is inside you. Now it just needs to come out.
I have this little saying that I say, which is message, not your mug. That's why people are tuning in, right? They're tuning in to hear your message, not you, or to judge you based on how you look. And one of the things that I want to remind people whenever, and I get this all the time, like I can't tell you how many people will say to me, oh, you know, I've got a face for radio, or I, you know, nobody wants to see me, or I don't look the way that people expect me to look.
Yes.
Right. And I always say, listen, it's your message. And that message is going to be more deeply received if you show up to deliver it. Mm-hmm. And the reality is we hold ourselves to a different standard. It's a double standard. We hold ourselves to a different standard than we would ever, ever, ever place on others. Right? Like, I honestly challenge you, if this is something that you get hung up on, I challenge you to name one time when you heard a powerful message and dismissed it because of how someone looked. We don't do that, right? We don't do that because we know a powerful message when we hear it.
Yes.
And so this is why you need to let go of this whole idea that how you look or how you show up on camera matters. Yes. And I can tell you, one of my clients, you used to spend so much time, you know, just getting her makeup just so and her hair just so and, you know, worried about her wardrobe and all this kind of stuff. And she was doing pretty good. She was consistent with her videos. She had an audience and people were showing up on a regular basis. And then one day she decided just completely impromptu to do a quick live from the trail. She was hiking and she had this inspiration and she was like, if I don't share this right now, no one will be gone. So she jumped on, no makeup, you know, ball cap on, hair kind of like winging out the sides, like in an outfit she would never have worn on video. And I'm sure I don't even need to tell you, it got twice the engagement, right? People loved her message. It was an earnest message in the moment. They could feel it coming from her. And they loved that she showed up authentically, 100% as herself.
Yes.
Changed everything. Changed the way she did videos from then on.
So what did that look like afterwards? She didn't care so much. She didn't put so much energy into her appearance.
You know what? She showed up how she was feeling that day. She didn't let it stop her, because prior to doing that on the trail that day, she would have these moments of inspiration and she would write them down for the next time she was going to do videos. Right? So she would lose the momentum. She would lose the moment. And so now what she does is it's kind of a mix. She has like these kind of more polished videos that have like a more crafted message. And she has these amazing, like in the moment live videos that she does that still get so much traction.
I love that. I love that. I really resonate with that because yes, like this one's more polished. I'm, you know, a little bit more put together, but then yeah, there are lives where I just have that moment of inspiration and I'm the type of person that if I don't do it now, cause it needs to come out now. That same energy cannot, it just feels like it's just not the same level of depth that I felt in the moment. And so it's so powerful. I love that you shared that because I feel like as our audience is listening, there are people who can resonate with the way that your clients and I love to just like how we show, how we process, I guess would be the word. And then there's also the types of people who are needing a little bit more preparation. They're probably a lot more stronger than I am in planning. I'm very spontaneous and that's my strength, but turned up too loud, it becomes my weakness. So, and nothing wrong with that either, right? It's like, Val, what you teach people is be who you are, use the strategies that are going to work for you. Cause that's what's the magic. The magic is going to be as long as it supports you in showing up authentically.
Absolutely. And this is the beautiful thing about video is that it really helps you showcase that unique selling proposition, that thing that makes you different, that sets you apart and allows you to position yourself in a space where there are a lot of options, right? And it helps people identify why they might work with you, might not work with you. Right.
Yeah.
But in that way, you get the decision. The decision gets made because people are seeing the real you. And I know you spend a lot of time helping people call in their, you know, soul clients, right? Their clients who are ideal for them, who are going to get the best results, who are going to connect with them, who are going to really be able to hone in on the messaging and the gifts that are being delivered. And that is something that really can be shared through video as well. Absolutely. Like you say, sometimes, you know, people will go, oh yeah, I saw that video. She's not for me. Hey, exactly. That's so much better because now that person is free to go find someone who will work for them.
Right. That's right. Absolutely. And then there are people who are going to be like, yep, I'm leaning
100%.
In. Yeah. Leaning in. So we're going to go into commercial. When we come back, Val, I would love for us to jam about how exactly do we know what to say? How long should the videos be? And any maybe other things that are common video FAQs that you get asked all the time. So stay tuned, my loves.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. OWN Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, OWN Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an OWN Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on OWN Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive OWN Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. OWN Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
Are you feeling maxed out working one-on-one with clients and you're deeply desiring to scale your business for more time freedom without sacrificing your income, but rather expanding it? Many of my clients who are light workers, healers, practitioners, and even coaches, they're often multi-modality, are coming to me because they are sick and tired of working with clients on a one-off session model where the clients are coming in on a as-need basis. Or if they're selling packages, they are selling them in the sense of buy five, get one free, or the greater the number of sessions, the greater the discount. The problem with this is it's still a dollar for hours business model. And so that leaves the practitioner feeling really exhausted and overwhelmed from having to put so much time, effort, and energy in finding new clients that they're not operating in their most elevated self with their current clients. And so if this is you, I would love to share with you that it's time to elevate your business and scale it to sell high ticket one-on-one programs or even group programs. This will allow you to have more deeper impacts because you're raising your clients' results, you're scaling your business, and you're having that time freedom you deeply are yearning for. If this is resonating with you, love, I'd love to invite you to come on a soul business alignment call with me so that you can stop feeling like you're on this roller coaster ride and start to feel safe and stable and even having fun in your business and your finances. Please go to electrifymybusiness.com to apply and we'll hop on a call. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you, you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Hello, welcome back, loves. All right, so we're going to dive in a little bit more with Val sharing her process while also touching on some really common FAQs. So Val, I know that one of the really common things is like, what? How do I know what to say? And then the other one is like, how long should my videos be?
Okay, I'm going to answer the second one first because it's the easiest one. And that is, how long should your video be? It should be as long as it takes you to share the important message. So if you're going to talk for 30 minutes, you better have 30 minutes of quality content, right? If you're going to talk for 30 seconds, then you're able to share what you need to share in that 30 seconds. So I call this my Goldilocks effect, right? You don't want it to be too long. You don't want it to be too short. You want it to be right. And that's going to be entirely on the information that you are sharing and who's receiving it. I often will tell the entrepreneurs who, you know, are working with, you know, very common to be working with busy moms, right? That's who they're targeting. And then they'll come with their video strategy to me and they'll have this whole thing where it's like, yeah, and then I'm going to do a 30-minute video here and a 30-o here. And I'm thinking, busy moms, where are your 50, where are your 30-second videos? Where are your 2-minute videos, right? Think about who those are for, and that's going to help you figure out exactly how long that video should be to be the perfect length. So,
what's that? I said that's a great name for that rule.
The Goldilocks rule. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So now the other question you asked was what to say in your videos, right? Mm-hmm. So this is where there is no short answer. There are two things that come up with this, right? There's like, how do I structure my video, right? How do I write a script? That's one side of things. The other side is, what content should I be sharing? What kind of information should I be sharing? And under that, people will ask questions like, should I share all of my information? And should I be worried about sharing everything that I know in my videos, right? Too much information, giving it all away. And the question about, how do I come up with topics that are going to resonate with my ideal client?
Yeah.
And who are going to really showcase what I have to offer. So you can see that's massive. So let me give you a really quick tip on the first one, which is how to structure your videos. So if you're, whether you're going to have a script written all the way out, or you're going to do like Rosalind does, where you have your kind of bullet points, I highly recommend you know exactly what you want to say at the beginning and exactly what you want to say at the end, and then bullet point in between, kind of like an Oreo cookie there, right? Solid on the top and bottom, creamy in the middle. And this should follow the structure of A, B, C. Appeal. So the first thing out of the gate, the first thing you're going to do in your video is appeal to your audience, especially if you're sharing your videos on social media. You want to make sure that what you're doing captures their attention. This is a scroll culture. They will fly by you. They will not give you even a second to get the first word out. So make sure you appeal to them right off the top. Let them know what's in it for them if they continue to watch. The B, now, normally people would say the body of your video, right?
Yes.
But even as a vegetarian, I have to say B stands for beef. Because you want it to be of substance. You want it to be juicy, right? You want it to be something that isn't just content. There needs to be value there. And that's what the middle of your script contains, right? This is the information that they came for. Now, whether you're doing 30 seconds or 30 minutes, right? That's where the time changes. That's where you're going to see a little less information on a shorter video, a little more information in a longer video. And then the C, ABC, call to action, right? Now, this is something that a lot of people struggle with. And I hear this all the time where, you know, they get all the way through the video and then they say something like, okay, thanks, bye, right? And then they're just gone. And I always say that's not helpful, right? You've just given them all this great information. You've given them something new to think about. And the average person, having consumed all the way through that video, watched all that video, the average person is thinking, okay, great, now what? Right?
And you're saying, and I would just even want to say, it's not helpful to anybody. Like, it's not in service to you as the entrepreneur who wants to call in their clients. You're not letting the people who are like leaning in, you're teasing them then. You're not like, okay, come and play if you want like more of this goodness, right? And so it's like not in service to them. It's not in service to you.
Exactly. And remember too, that the call to action isn't always buy this thing, right? Yes. Video marketing is not advertising, right? Mm-hmm. Video marketing is building a relationship. And so as you're building a relationship, you want to have some videos where the call to action is going to be, visit my website for more tips like this, or visit my website for resources, or get more information by, you know, joining me on Facebook, or follow my Instagram, right? That is still a call to action because that's the next step for them.
I feel like you just said something really huge, and I really want the audience to hear this again. Video isn't, you said video isn't
video marketing is not advertising. It's relationship building.
Relationship building. That's a piece I really wanted to get was it's not advertising. It's relationship building. That is such a huge difference. I feel like a lot of times when people probably are getting on, they're frozen because they don't want to come across as salesy. And then that's why it makes it the call to action so difficult to share and their program, and they'd rather not, right? So I love that you shared it's relationship building because that's really what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And the call to action is really that next step, right? You're helping them take that next step, whether that's to, you know, follow you on Instagram or comment and have a conversation and start engaging, right?
Yeah.
Or download this freebie, connect with me, or take that next step and let you into the program. Let's get you this product that you really need to solve your problem. Right? Whatever it is, I don't care where it is on your customer journey, the call to action represents helping them take the next step, solving their problem.
Absolutely. Whether that's a next step or a paid next step.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So there are certain things that you really want to have in your call to action. And you know, I actually have a really great resource for this, Roz, so I'm going to mention it now.
Excellent.
I'm so like obsessed with calls to action and how important they are in video. I actually wrote like a little mini ebook. It's about 15 pages long. I know no one is thinking that you could possibly talk that much about the call to action, but I really can. And I put it all into the ebook. So I offer that for free because I want people to understand how to be effective in their call to action, get over the nervousness of, you know, ensuring that that's in every single video that you do, every single video that you do. Let me say it again. Every single video you do ends with a call to action. Every single one. And so this book, which people can grab from my website, is going to help you feel really confident in how you deliver that call to action. So no more of this nervousness around feeling salesy. No more of the awkwardness of, okay, now I got to do the call to action.
Yeah.
People don't stop watching, right? No. It's a very clear guide to help you feel confident with your calls to action.
I can feel like as people are listening, they're like, oh, that was my angel right now. Cause this is such a huge pressure and energy suck for so many people because they are especially heart-driven entrepreneurs, right? They just really want to come across as genuine, but they also don't want to come across as like, I want your money. Which, my loves, that's not what that's about, right? Yes, it's really important that you are monetizing on your calling. And part of that is really letting your people know, come on in to, this is how you can come into my world a little bit more. You just heard Val say, I've got a freebie. It's 15 pages long. It's going to support you. Those of you who are feeling like you're struggling with the call to action, she's going to give you tons of ideas. And she shared it's on her website, which is, what's the website, Val? It'll be in the show notes, but just in case people are
ValerieMctavish.com.
Perfect. Okay. And so you guys can go check it out in the show notes for that freebie. Go to her website. And it's powerful, right? This might be the first time you're meeting Val. We're modeling this right now. And you probably love her energy as much as I love her energy and her wisdom and what she's dropping in. And if you're like, yes, I have this struggle, then go and grab the freebie, get to know Val more this way, and come into her world. It's powerful.
And you know the other reason that I don't have any issues telling people about this freebie? Is because it's not about me.
That's right.
And the videos that I create and the way that I teach people to create videos, those are not about the person doing the videos. They're 100% for the viewer. And every single call to action is, like I say, helping that viewer take the next step. If you're showing up to help people, if you're showing up to show people what you have to offer, It's not about, hey, I have this thing. It's about, hey, you need this help, right? You need these gifts. You need to get over this challenge that you're facing, and I have a way. So that's why the call to action is so, so important. And if I could use an analogy, imagine if you had a store, like a bricks and mortar store, yeah, beside the highway. And so you're like, okay, I'm beside the highway. People are on the highway. They need this thing that I have, you know, last burgers for the next 300 kilometers, 300 miles, right? You're going to put a big sign up there to let people know, hey, I have what you need right now. And they get off the highway and they go to open the door and it's closed. It's locked because you haven't opened the door for them to actually take the next step, right? And that's kind of what it's like. So this is why it's so important to make sure it's not just about talking about what you have. It's about helping people see how they need that and then helping them take that next step.
I love that analogy. Like, that is a really powerful analogy for us to see. And also for you to say, it is not about us. You know, I really see like our businesses are a separate entity from who we are as beings. It is, yes, our part of our business as solopreneurs is that we are here using our gifts. We're conduits, and we're part of that is our gifts are coming through in certain ways. And that is what part of your business is. But really, it's not personal. This is really about you being your purpose and putting yourself out there, whether you're a solopreneur or a small business or a corporation. It's really important that people see who is behind that and why you're doing what you're doing. That's so important. Because what is it? People don't buy what you do so much as why you do it. And they need to feel your energy. They need to feel your passion. They need to feel your inspiration and what you stand behind. Because they also stand behind that. And they want to support businesses that stand behind the same vision and mission.
You know, and it's when you do videos, when you're creating content, those aren't look what I can do, right? Those are, here's how I can help you. It's a total shift in the way that you present the information.
Even how you present it, Val. You know, I'm even receiving it just in such a beautiful way to help. I can feel how people are like, right, this really helps me get out of my own way when I realize it is not about me. It is about how can I be of service? Who am I going to help today? And I can't wait to see as I show up and I share my message, who this is going to help. Maybe I might not see it quite right away. But knowing and trusting that that video is going to create the ripple effects and impact somebody's life, probably more than one person, just saying. Right? And that's what we're here to do. Like, really, fulfillment is that stretching outside of our comfort zones, contribution in the world. And so through your soul purpose, that's part of this. That's a huge part of this. And just trusting that the universe has your back.
Yep. And what you're just talking about right now is actually something that when I'm working with female entrepreneurs on their video marketing confidence and their strategy, what you're talking about is something that we do when we create their custom mantra. Yeah. And creating a custom mantra is part of reminding yourself why you're showing up, so that when you get the nerves before you press record, or when you've got a video sitting there and you haven't published it, that mantra is your reminder. That mantra is what gets you through to just literally help you reconnect with the purpose.
Val, I love that. I love that so much about your work with your clients. Can you share more directly about what it looks like? What are your programs and the ways that people can work with you if they want to build, get out of their own way and get video confident?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually have a 9-step program that I put people through. And let me tell you, it's not all creating videos, but the point of it is to help people get clarity around their why they're doing videos and their video strategy, gain that confidence, and then step into the consistency piece, because this is where we get effective video marketing. We have to stay consistent in order to get results. So what I do is I walk them through the 9 steps, and they are, you know, big picture. Number one, step number one, why are you doing this? What's the purpose? What are the goals? Why are we creating videos? Mm-hmm. Number two, your target audience. Who are you talking to? And more importantly, understanding that target audience. How are they consuming videos? Where are they consuming videos? What type of videos do they need so that you can serve them correctly? Mm-hmm. Step number three is to create that plan. Have a strategy in place and know exactly what you're doing with your videos so that you have a touch point to go back to make sure you're on track. Step four is all about that core marketing message, right? Figuring out what the message is that you're trying to impart on people so that they can solve their problem. All of your content, every single idea for your video, every topic for your videos is going to come from that core marketing message. This is how you stay aligned to that message and how you stay consistent in your messaging. Then we talk about the gear, because we have to get over that tech overwhelm, right? We talk about what kind of equipment you're going to need to use, what editing systems, how you might be putting those videos together. Then we spend 2 weeks talking about mindset. Like I said, creating that mantra, figuring out your strategies, figuring out what's going on, those digging deep, getting curious, where are the blocks, what's happening, right? Coming through that so that you feel confident enough to do the practice and do the work. Ride the bike for a little while, right? Learn how to get good at it. Then we move on to actually creating videos. And I have a whole program that I put them through that shows them how to be able to do it without it becoming their full-time job. Very important, right? We can't spend all our time making videos. And so I have a whole strategy around that so that it's not super time consuming and there's no excuses for not getting it done. Then we talk about publishing it and optimizing it for every channel that you're on. And then we take a look at what's happening with those videos, learn from those videos, get curious with the analytics, and tweak our strategy from there. And that's the whole system that will get you to the point where you are getting ROI on your videos. And more importantly, sharing your message, amplifying your message, amplifying your impact, and bringing in the income.
Yes. I can feel people like, sign me up. Where do I go? So my loves, the link is in the show notes. You can also go to Valerie's website, but we'll make it really easy for you by going to the show notes. Thank you so much, Val. Like, this is such incredible knowledge. I love your system. I love your gifts. I love you. You're just like incredible with your gifts. And I know you're so amazing. Like, I've met some of your clients and they're just like, yes, amazing people. And I can see how confident they are. So, and I myself have played in your containers and they're just, you know, like, and us jamming and like, I just know your gifts. So I'm so excited for people to get to know you more and get themselves on video and confidently bring their message to the world and monetize. So,
and if I could just leave with one last thought, thank you so much for having me here. And I want everyone to know and to feel this. You do not have to do it how other people do it. You need to do video the way that you do video, and you need to figure that out for yourself. That is all custom so that you can show up the way that your soul clients want you to show up so that it will resonate. So don't worry about comparing yourself to anyone else.
That's right. Beautiful. Thank you. And we're just going to close with a meditation as you're inspired, as you feel into the possibilities of getting even more confident, even if you're on video, like myself, I know there's another level, right? Gain even more confident, even more aligned as you evolve. There's always that next level version of yourself and your messaging can shift and rearrange and you're recalibrating. So let yourself feel into the possibilities of that next level version of you in front of the camera, no matter if you're new or you're seasoned. Feel into your power, feel into your heart, your soul purpose, that you were created here on this earth to share. And your energy signature is what cuts through the noise. And video is a way for you to amplify and activate your visibility. create that impact you deeply desire. Mora kia sira kuratia mira kia sira mora kuratia mira kuratia. Sira kia sira kuratia mira kuratia mira. Mora kia sira kuratia. Breathing in. And then grounding down. Beautiful, my loves, just feel into the sensations. Honoring what just transpired. We see you, we hear you, and we can't wait to see you even more, bigger, brighter, and on video. Thank you so much, Val, for being here.
Thank you.